How's your cold toast, Terry?
Lovely.
Cold toast.
I love cold toast. Does anybody else love cold toast? I love toast that you can taste the butter on it.
But why do you ask for cold toast, Terry, at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night? As I'm tucked up in the bed. Tell me, explain.
I don't know. I just get cravings for cold toast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 10 Down with Terry and David.
Welcome. It's Monday. Here we go.
It's not. It's Wednesday. Shh.
It's Monday.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Happy Wednesday. So we are here today with our bonus episode, and we are going to be talking about first dates. Tragic first dates at that, because in our last episode, David was chatting about how he had two disastrous first dates and then he met me and all was right with in the world.
Oh yeah, of course. But yeah, obviously there's be other people that have suffered.
So we asked you guys to send in your terrible first dates, and we have four here. Okay, so I'm going to go first. I'm going to read out the first message that I got. So this is a girl who met a guy on a dating app. So she basically says he was from Duleek and I live in Dublin. So I went to meet him at the train station in Connolly. We went to a bar and had a drink. I didn't notice at first, but he was pretty drunk already.
That's exactly what you did to me on our first date.
So we left the first bar and went to another, and he got his first drink while I popped into the toilet. We were chatting along and he progressively got a little bit more drunk and messy. I was feeling very uncomfortable in capital letters. So when he went to the bathroom, I ran and got a taxi home. I know it's a mean thing to do, but the text from him afterwards showed exactly why it was the right thing to do. He texted me at 3 a.m. saying, "I'll never meet anybody as hot as him."
Yeah, that was a definite red flag. He should have got
out of
there.
Safe to say, I blocked him straight afterwards.
What is he thinking?
I don't know. Like, as a lad, does that give you the ick?
That's an ick.
Is it?
Like, if he had sent her a text message at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, like, I'm an idiot. Like, I'm really sorry. Give us a second chance. Then you might have been like, I kind of feel bad. But the fact that he loved himself so much that that's all you could think about when he was drunk.
And I know when on our first date, I had a couple of drinks before you arrived, but I wasn't messy. Like, I was just like giddy. But
you had a bottle of wine.
Half a bottle of wine. But I wasn't messy. Like, I was just giddy. But showing up to a first date well cut is like not on. Especially for a lad. I don't know. I think as a woman meeting up with a man, it's quite intimidating as it is. So I think if I was to put myself in her shoes and to show up and there's a guy showing up drunk, I don't know.
Well, maybe it's just me as well. I think like these dating apps make it hard. Like, for me, it'd be more difficult. I'd be more nervous.
Yeah.
Because it's an ongoing thing. Like when we were first met, there was no dating apps, was there?
There was, but they weren't popular. Like, as in, it was strange. It was almost strange to be on one. Remember, it was like Plenty of Fish and things.
Yeah.
So it was like, it wasn't the done thing. You just kind of met someone. But I feel sorry for people that are single now and like on Tinder and Bumble and all that, because like I've a couple of friends that are single and they're on it, and it just seems to be so competitive, and like, the next person is just around the corner. It seems very quick.
It's like a conveyor belt.
And superficial.
I reckon he woke up and he looked himself in the mirror and went, "Even hung over, you're gorgeous." I'd say that's exactly what he did.
Imagine, no, but like, imagine if he actually was a lovely fella. He was just nervous, showed up drunk, and then text at 3 a.m. just absolutely locked.
Imagine he was listening into this and he knew exactly who it was he was talking about.
Okay, do you want to read that one?
Hi, lads. Love the podcast. Keeps me going every morning on my walks.
Yay.
Love
to hear that.
9 years ago, I met my husband, and on our second date, I had no battery on my phone. So I had asked him, could I use his phone? No problem, of course, is what he said. So I take his phone, I pop in his password. Yes, you read that right. I put in his password and made the phone call on our second date.
How did she know his password?
Him completely oblivious to what had happened, I burst out laughing in absolute horror as to how I knew his password. I clearly seen him doing it, must have seen him doing it, and remembered it without actually knowing I had. 9 years later, we have 3 kids and we still laugh about it. That's a good story. That's not a bad day. That's a good day.
But if somebody did that to me, I'd be freaked.
Well, that's what I told
like
you.
Someone
my,
knew.
My first, well, not my first date. One of my dates was that she was trying to open my phone when I went to the toilet. So if you haven't listened into that one, you need to listen into that one.
But do you know, actually, I think it is a bit of a red flag when, no, I'm talking about when you're in a long-term relationship, if you don't know your partner's password, or you can't just pick up their phone, do something with it,
or they
picture.
Keep changing the password. Yeah, like that's a big one.
Massive red flag.
You did that for years, Terry.
Shut up. I've had the same fucking password. And Cassie, my sister, she just picks up my phone. Yeah, I just think it's a bit of a red flag. I remember when I was dating this guy years ago, years ago, and he used to take his phone everywhere with him. Like, he would go into the shower and play music. Like, he'd never leave it out of his sight. Mm. And I'd never know the password. And I'd never ever think about asking him to like look at it. But it turned out then he was cheating on me. So
yeah, but that's, if you have the, if you have like that feeling or the itch, like that there's something up,
yeah,
there's a strong chance that something is up.
Yeah, I just think it's weird.
And we're not going into that, yeah, falling not into that hole that we're these relationship experts. But
no, not at all. But like, I do think, because not that you want to be going through your partner's phone, but I'm thinking of us. If I wanted to say pick up your phone and take a picture of Sydney or fucking, I don't know, get photos off it. That's mainly why I use your phone, is to take photos off your phone that you've taken of me in Sydney. But if, be so weird if I wasn't able to do that.
Yeah, but it's not even that. Like, if, because your phone is mainly the phone that we take the photos of, right? But it is.
Yeah.
And if, like you said there, if I was like, oh, Terry, I took a really good photo on your phone, I want to airdrop it to myself. Like, and if I didn't, in my head, I'm asking you, I go over and pick up your phone and I can't get in because the password's changed.
You'd know something was
I'd
up.
Be like, why did you change your password?
Yeah, and you're hiding something. I don't know. That's just my experience with it, is from all of my friends that have been in relationships that have been cheated on or something was going on. The phone is always the telltale.
And, like, and if they have, if you find the burner phone.
Yeah.
Under the couch.
Oh my God, yeah. Actually, we have a funny story. So when we first moved into our house, there was a couch already here and we had a party and my brother Alan came over and we were, we all had like a big night anyway. And the next morning, Alan was like, where is my phone? So we were like going around the house trying to find the phone and it had died and we were everywhere pulling the place apart. And he kept saying, I was sitting on that couch. It has to be this couch. And it was this scaldy brown leather, scaldy like couch that was there. It looked like it was belonged back in the 80s. Anyway, we were like, right, let's pull it apart.
So that's what we did. We pulled it apart because we could feel a phone. If that, you know what I mean? We were rubbing like
it was
down
a hard part.
Where they down the gap, we could feel something. We're like, that has to be his phone.
So he turned the phone, the couch upside down and out popped this Nokia.
Now, it was a real burner phone.
Yeah, it was like one of those like dodgy
ones that would fit into your front pocket, like on your shirt. It was tiny. That was a burner. That was actually mine.
We were
and
like,
I just played.
Yeah, that was David's burner phone for all his months.
No, all my overseas bank accounts.
So I have one here. It's a bit long, so I'm going to try and shorten it down. So basically, this girl was dating a guy. It always seems to be on feckin' Tinder, like those dating apps. Anyway, she was having a chat with this guy on Tinder or Bumble, whatever it was, and he was easy to chat to. We were chatting back and forward during the week and he says something that I replied to, you're getting too big for your boots. He said I couldn't be, I'm a size 9. He clearly didn't get the expression, so I just said never mind. He then says, why, what size are you? Isn't that the average size? I replied, no, I'm a size lower and this conversation is sounding like a foot fetish, which isn't my thing. He laughed it off. Fast forward, I arrived to the mutual location and he asked me to wait. He then walked back to his car and came back with flowers. I cringed. I think that's nice, no?
No, because I don't like, no, I actually don't like where this is going.
Okay. Anyway, we ordered at the restaurant, ordered food and drinks. He drank 3 drinks in the space of a very short time. He starts talking about these mad drugs I've never heard of and orders his 4th drink. Okay, red flag. My phone is on the table and lights up with a text, so I quickly take it and say it's my brother and I've to pick him up. I go to the bathroom and he's ordered his 5th drink. As he's finishing it, he mentions he has something in the car for me. I got super awkward and said, I'm not going over to his car. I don't know him. When he got to the car, I stood about 10 feet back from the car. I wouldn't have went over to the car. I definitely
sounds
wouldn't.
A little bit like Ted Bundy. He's got a big fucking steel pole in the back of the car.
Anyway, I stood 10 feet back from the car and he comes over with a massive box labeled Kurt Geiger. He says, there are 5, like you said. They were these massive tie-high silk boots with skinny heels.
Yeehaw!
See picture attached for reference. I got extremely awkward and handed him back.
Did
and
she send in a picture?
Yeah, they're horrible. Yeah, I'll post them on the 10 Down Instagram as well. I got extremely awkward and just handed them back and said, no thanks, I can't accept them. To which he proceeded to tell me how beautiful I am and that I deserved it while placing them on top of my car. It went on and on of me taking the boots off the top of my car and leaving them on the ground and him placing them back on top of the car for a while. I then get into the car and he opened the passenger door and put them in. At that point, I just drove away. So if you know anybody looking for those type of boots, they're free to a good home.
I'll take them. I might wear them on a Thursday night.
What the hell? Safe to say I'm deleting my my Tinder account after now, that.
I've lost track of that story. Was this the first or second date?
First.
First date?
Yeah.
Nah, he's a psychopath. He's a borderline psychopath.
Can I show you the boots?
Yeah, go, please.
Hold on. So they're basically these big, massive boots that go up. They look like they go up right up to your knickers.
You know that? I've seen this fella on Instagram a couple of times that he irons his bed sheets as he cleans it, but then his hair's real slick back.
That's something that you do.
No, I don't. I wouldn't have the time to do that, Terry. But he seems like that's the type of fella.
Oh my God, but what if he was being kind?
But he wasn't. Because he bought her 6 foot long boots on the first date.
Okay, so what if he was just being really kind and thought, do you know what, maybe she likes boots, or he didn't get the expression that she said and he was just being really nice and wanted to buy her a pair of boots? Well, I don't know, I'm just
When I messaged you saying, what does it take somebody like me to take you out on a date?
A pair of Kurt Geiger tie-high boots.
There you go, you never know. He was trying, but either way, he's a psychopath. He needs to go. See ya.
Okay, have you any more?
Yeah, I've got one more. But listen, everyone, loving them that you're sending them in. Keep sending them in.
Yeah.
Try keep it as short as you can. Some people are sending in short stories. She says, my friend had the worst date ever. Have to share it with you guys. Messaged this guy before the date. He was asking what she drank, etc. Just the usual chit chat. Anyway, they went to Copenhagen Rat Mines and he asked the waiter for a jug of water and a couple of glasses. He then proceeds, I can see where this is going. He then proceeds to use the glasses and pours a gin and tonic from the Tesco bag.
No.
I hope it was a White Wave gin. Was it a White Wave gin? Proceeds to pour the gin and tonic from the Tesco bag from under the table. To say we couldn't stop laughing is understatement. Now,
my God.
Were you and your friend laughing, or were you and the lad that you were on the date laughing?
Oh, my God.
Is he a student? Are you both students? Could he not afford it?
Yeah,
that could be a simple thing.
I'm trying to think, when I was in college, if a lad had done that, I would have probably thought it was normal.
That's what I'm saying. He could have been a student and couldn't afford
it. Still, that's brazen, isn't it?
That's brazen. That's brave. Fair play to him.
Well, do you know what? I can't actually, I can't talk because, do you know, me and the girls are going to Dubai. Mm. We went and bought a bottle of Fireball in the airport just before we got on a long haul flight. It was the biggest mistake of my life. My life was buying that bottle of Fireball. And we were sitting in the airport having drinks. We were having Prosecco and we were cheers and stuff. We start getting a bit giddy and we're Becca, will we open the bottle of Fireball? So we went up and got 4 glasses of water because obviously they didn't serve Fireball behind the thing.
Okay.
So we're Becca, we'll do a shot. And because I was telling the girls all about Fireball. Remember we used to drink it in Australia and how crazy it is. And we went up and got 4 glasses of water, drank the water, and then
used the glasses.
Proceeded to pour 4 shots of Fireball, which turned into finishing the whole bottle of Fireball. So yeah, I can't really talk.
And where did you just get the bottle of Fireball?
In the airport.
In the airport. So yeah. That's not that
And we
bad.
Were like, we're halfway through the bottle of Fireball and I had originally bought it for us in Dubai, and we were Beck, we're not gonna have Fireball in Dubai. So me and Louise ran back and got another bottle, and to say it ruined our first day in Dubai because we were so hungover arriving into Dubai. We were death warmed up. Elaine had this, you know, the neck pillows, but it had a hood of Lilo and Stitch's ears that go over your head, and she was wearing it absolutely dying. I was Elaine, just take that off your head.
I can picture her doing that. But come here, hats off to people that, you know, if you ever get early flights and you're walking through and you see lads or girls.
No, I can't.
And even on, stags, see lads and they're
6
o'clock in the morning, they're drinking pints and all. I'm I couldn't think of anything worse. That's just, my body
Unless
clock doesn't
been
work.
out the night before.
Yeah, if you're out the night before, then yeah. But my body clock wouldn't be able to.
I know, David. I know, David.
After 12 o'clock, I'll have my first drink. And then I'll catch up on everybody.
During the day?
Yeah.
With the lads. David's going on a lads' holiday soon, and pray for him. Just pray for him.
Pray for me. Every time we go, something happens. We lost somebody the last time. He still hasn't been found.
Oh, God. I'm so jealous that you're going away. It's so exciting. Okay, before we close this up, I have a question for you. So if we were to meet now for the first time, Where would you bring me on a date?
Where would I bring you?
Yeah.
It's Chow Chicken.
Crackford!
It's Chow Chicken.
You'd bring me back there.
Yeah. That was a great
cheap
spot.
Cheap little shit.
All right, no, sorry, I would take it back. I would bring you to...
That's like the equivalent of Nando's.
Kajal.
In Malahide?
Yeah, you love that place.
Would you really?
Yeah, but you love it.
Yeah, but like you don't know me. So you don't know if I like Indian or Pakistan food.
I'd ask you. And then I'd ask you a shoe size as well. I'd say, what shoe size are you? Because I have a pair of shoes that I want to buy.
And I'd actually...
To go to Kajal. And you'd go, I'm actually a size 5.5 in a heel. And I'm a size 6 in the Nikes. That's exactly what you do.
Very good, Dave. I'm a size 5 and a flat. I'm a size 6 in a flat and a 5 in a heel.
Yeah, okay.
So but you know what I'd do?
What?
I'd leave the restaurant.
But then you wouldn't have all those memories.
And then I'd get a lovely text at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, you missed out. I'm so hot. You're never going to get anybody as hot as me.
Okay. That's exactly what I'd say, Terry. I tell you what I'd say. I just dodged 10 years of having to clean up behind an absolute ogre.
David, you can feck off and find someone else that cleans up after themselves, but I'm telling you something, they won't bring it on 10,000 holidays a year.
That is for shower.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening in to this week's bonus episode. We will see you on Sunday. Keep sending in your first date stories. We're loving hearing them, and we'll be sure to read out some more.
And send in everything. It doesn't have to be your...
Yeah, send us in mad things that are happening to you during the week. We'd love to hear it. Want to have a conversation around it. Tell us your funny travel stories.
If you have a kid that has an absolute meltdown.
Meltdowns, we want to hear about it. Let us know.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.